Here's an oxymoron for you, yarn bombing. The term refers to a relatively recent phenomenon, no more than 9 years old, that is the yarn equivalent of graffiti. Mysterious, often overnight, crochet projects turn up in unexpected places like public statues, trees, or buildings. The Eureka Springs-based Creative Energy Project is working on some yarn art, including the first ever outside of Eureka Springs work for the Creative Energy Project. On August 6th, the exhibit called Yarnography will be presented by the Norberta Philbrook Gallery at the Press Room on Central Avenue in downtown Bentonville. The artistic yarn and crochet images were dreamt up by Jeremy McGraw, a photographer and a major force behind the Creative Energy Project. The yarn creations themselves are the work of Gina Galena. Yesterday, Jeremy McGraw came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about yarnography and about the growing cool factor of working with yarn.
Now it's become an actual sort of edgy public folk art, you know, and it's exciting and it's colorful, and it allows people to transform, you know, public spaces into these vibrant, colorful installations.
And very safely.
Yeah.
I mean, unlike graffiti,
right?
It can be removed when it's time to remove it, and no sharp edges here.
I think something about yarn bombing as well, that it inspires awe because you look at it and you know that it took a lot of time, you know. Whereas graffiti, which I love graffiti as well, but there's a quirkiness to yarn bombing. And when you look at it, the bigger those installations are, you realize, like, oh my gosh, how much time did that take to do, you know? And the fact that it could be applied to a public space with nobody, you know, being aware that it was happening, to just shows up one day, you know, and then you realize it must have taken hundreds of hours to weave these pieces together.
What are we going to see in Bentonville in early August?
Well, Yarnography is sort of a hybrid project. It is a photography project involving these sort of surreal crochet landscapes, and it's very conceptual. And so the end result of Yarnography is a collaboration between myself and the crocheter Gina Galena. We took some concepts that I had come up with, and I sort of described them to her in writing, and then she made the sets and props and costumes, and then we went back with a kind of a team of people and we shot these images. So it's really fun. It's very much inspired by the yarn bombing craze, but it's a conceptual photography project. It's also intended to be the beginning of a number of yarn bombing projects that we'll be orchestrating for the next year that will involve different public places and things like that. So we're really excited about it. It's kind of the starting point.
What are some of the landscapes, the images we'll see in Yarnography?
They're very character-driven, and I like to, when I come up with projects, I write a ridiculous backstory that nobody will ever
a narrative?
Get. Yeah, nobody will ever get out of the things, but for me, it helps me to know where I'm coming from when I create these images, that they have maybe a subconscious cohesiveness to them, even if, you know, I'm not really intending for anybody to get out of it. So I came up with these different pieces that are all really about this kind of insane collection of people that have decided to solve the world's problems via crochet. They're crazy, but this is sort of their delusional vision of the solutions to problems as they see them. Each one depicts sort of a different character with their vision of how to fix the world.
Yarn can be bright. So as a subject for photography, mm-hmm. is it easy to work with?
That's what's exciting about it, because there's a whimsicality to the images, because I very much wanted them to look like, you know, they were created by some shut-in that, you know, is just sitting there watching, you know, television and thinking, I've got to do something. And then they start crocheting a way to sort of, you know, fix this problem. I come from a theatrical background, and it was very much like these little, you know, designing these little sets for, very similar to a theatrical show. And so we come up with the character, and then described that to Gina, and she made the costumes and the props. And then, you know, I light from a very theatrical standpoint. So it's a lot of fun because I'm using the same room in all the shots, but I'm sort of transforming them, but not in a way that eliminates the room. I kind of want it to be obvious that it is this little tiny room in an apartment.
Well, the press room is not a huge place.
Right.
So when people walk in, mm-hmm. those days in August, what will they see?
They're going to see a mixture of, we'll have six of the images that I shot that will be there mixed with some of Gina's original pieces. So there will be some giant flowers that will be sort of set up freestanding in a corner, in addition to two of her wall hangings that are these sort of they're crochet portrait, or not portraits, but they're sort of crocheted, you know, wall hanging pieces, like tapestries, I guess, but more kitschy than that. And then at the event, we'll have the characters in addition to things like we'll be selling like crocheted donuts and crocheted pieces of cake.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of the cake.
Yeah. So
that looks.
Well, we have little slices of the cake. We also
okay.
have little like miniature cakes and things like that. And those are actually pin cushions as well. And so it's just really, you know, it immediately inspires fun. And people that haven't ever seen, you know, yarn bombing styled stuff before, they usually greet it with an instant like smile, like a kid. It just, you know, it gets that kind of reaction. Pulls something out of people that, you know.
How is it as a medium? I know that it's Gina who mm-hmm. who creates it, but is it a relatively inexpensive medium to work with?
It is. It's all about time. It's a, you know, it's an inexpensive medium, and really with yarn bombing, you're covering things, you know. So it's just
right.
whatever you want to cover. But you know, I love the way that it just reinvents things and makes them interesting. You know, it makes them quirky or fun or, you know, whatever. But it's really just about, it takes a tremendous amount of time. Even somebody that's fast, we you know, in this project, we had people that were helping do some of the crocheting. So there were pieces of it that she could sort of assign to people and say, I need this many squares of this color. And then she could seam it together. On some of the big ones that we're looking at doing in the future, it's going to take a real crew of people. This thing in Bentonville is really our first creative energy project that's outside of Eureka Springs. So it's only 2 years old, and so it's exciting that we're kind of we're leaving the city on this one. So I'm excited to see what will happen.
Jeremy McGraw is with the Creative Energy Project, and he's also a photographer. He lives in Eureka Springs. The opening for Yarnography is at the Press Room in downtown Bentonville, August 6th, from 6 until 8 p.m. The opening will feature yarn props and characters. The photographs will remain up at the Press Room through the month of August. You can learn much more about Yarnography and the Creative Energy Project at the website creativeenergyproject.com.